Ed Miller here with you for the next hour with another edition of Across the Pond. Glad to have you along here on kdrp.org. Well, if you happened to be listening last week, I was by chance happened to play a whole set of songs that had women's names as the title. And would you believe there's more? In fact, there's thousands of them. So I think I've tried and squeeze in a few more this week. Starting off today with a wonderful CD that John Doyle made with singer Karen Casey and a song called Sally Greer.
Grown people all, both young and old, my age it is 23. My parents turned me from their door unto America, off from that fertile tire land where my first breath I drew. They forced me to America, my fortune to pursue. Well, the reason why they transported me, I intend to let you hear. Because I would not break my vow to the girl I love so dear. With a heavy heart, I sailed away and left her on that pier. That girl I love so tenderly, my charming Sally Greer. On board of the Rose of Aberdeen, from Belfast we bore down. With 18 emigrants on board, was to Quebec we were bound. And we were long time on the ocean, but no danger did I fear. For my heart was with the girl I left, that charming Sally Greer. When the seas are all in motion, they keep rolling to and fro. Our vessel struck against a rock, in pieces did she go. Out of 18 emigrants on board, only 14 reached the shore. The other poor souls to the bottom went, they never were seen anymore. 'Twas on the island of St. Paul, for 12 days we did lie. Our bedding was the cold, cold ground, our covering was the sky. And the clothes and money that we had, we lost on board the wreck. Well, we were a sight for to behold, when we landed in Quebec. And now I'm safe in Quebec town, have friends and money there. But still I long for the girl I left, that charming girl so fair. I'm in hopes to be back in Owl Ireland before the end of the year. And then I'll roll all in the arms of my charming Sally Greer.
Sally Brown, she took a notion, way, hey, roll and go. She sent me sailing across the ocean, gonna spend my money along with Sally Brown. I shipped on board of a Liverpool liner, way, hey, roll and go. And we rolled all night and we'll roll till the day I'm gonna spend my money along with Sally Brown. Sally Brown has a fine full figure, way, hey, roll and go. Her bow is big, but her stern is bigger. Gonna spend my money along with Sally Brown. Her mother doesn't like her tarry sailor, way, hey, roll and go. She wants her to marry a New Bedford whaler. Gonna spend my money along with Sally Brown. So I signed on board of a New Bedford whaler, way, hey, roll and go. When I come home, she had married a tailor. Gonna spend my money along with Sally Brown. Oh, Sally Brown, I'll not deceive you, way, hey, roll and go. I've signed on and I'm bound to leave you. Gonna spend my money along with Sally Brown. Oh, Sally Brown is a nice young lady, way, hey, roll and go. Maybe someday she will have my baby. Gonna spend my money along with Sally Brown. Gonna spend my money along with Sally Brown.
In a wee cothouse far across the moor, where peewits, plovers and whops cried dreary, lived an old maid for many lang year. Never a lover come to call her dearie. Lonely lassie was Kate Dalrymple, thrifty quine was Kate Dalrymple. Nae music at all, but the clear Barney Wimple could be heard round the dwelling place of Kate Dalrymple. Face had a smack, oh, the gruesome and the grim, from the attention of a lovers to defend her. Long Roman nose reaching down to her chin, a pitchy in mind, oh, the witch, oh, ender. Wiggle in her walk had Kate Dalrymple, snivelling her talk at Kate Dalrymple. Many a carnelian and Cairngorm and pimple was a hanging for the craggy face of Kate Dalrymple. Such are the ups and the dunes in life, the dice of fate falling tapsel teary. Kate fell heiress to a rich estate, never for lovers was she then weary. Squire come a wooing, oh, Kate Dalrymple, provost and the priest sought Kate Dalrymple. Every wooer's face had love's smiling dimple. Now they dinna call her Kate, they call her Miss Dalrymple. Oftentimes she thought when she lived by herself she could marry Willie Speedy Spool the sark and weaver. Unto Willie she the secret did tell, for love or interest he did receive her. Flung by his heddles for Kate Dalrymple, burned his treadles for Kate Dalrymple. Though his right eye was scaly and his left leg did limp, till he's won the heart and got the hand of Kate Dalrymple.
Two of Scotland's most popular entertainers for many, many years. That's the Corries and Kate Dalrymple, followed by some nice harmonica and drum playing on a little other tune called Petronella, I believe it's called. I think I've danced to that one at some point in my youth. Anyway, we started across the pond today with John Doyle, who loves songs about emigrants, because he's one himself, came from Dublin of Sligo background and is based now in Asheville, North Carolina. But a song there called Sally Greer that he found in a collection called Irish Emigrant Ballads and Songs. And it's about a ship that gets wrecked, but most of them survive and finally make it to Quebec. And Quebec was one of the major entry points for immigrants from Ireland to North America. And later on, it was became Ellis Island that was the main receiving point. Sally Greer. And from Sally Greer, we went to Sally Brown from Seamus Kennedy's collection of Sailing Ships and Sailing Men. Some nice lines in that one. We'll move to the southwest of Scotland right now with the lovely singer Emily Smith and a song called Mary Colvin.
False Sir John's a wooing, gone to a maid o' pity fair. May Colvin was this lady's name, her father's only heir. He wooed her, but he wooed her, then he wooed her in the hall, until he got this lady's consent, he mounted right awa'. They went into her father's bower, where all the steeds did stand, and hasting, you know, the best steeds there, right frae her father's hands. He's got on and she's got on, fast as they could flee, until they come to a lonesome part, a rock by the side of the sea. Higher rose the tide, and faster he did ride. Loup off the steed, says Foster John, your bridal bed you see. But it's even ladies' age, and any eighteen ye shall be. Cast off, me Colvin, oh, and your silken girl. But it's ever good and ever costly to rot in the salt sea foam. We'll turn ye about then, Foster John, look to the leaf o' the tree. For it ne'er become a gentleman, a naked woman to see. So he turned himself straight round about to look to the leaf o' the tree. So swift as May Colvin, she pushed him in the sea. John, that would you late to stream? Oh, hold your tongue, my pretty bird, lay not the blame on me. And your cup shall be o' the gaitreed gowd, in your cage o' the root o' the tree. Up and spak the king himself through the chamber where he lay. What ails thee, May Colvin's bird, that prattles along the day? While the camacatty my cage door, it nearly worried me. And I was calling on May Colvin to tack the cat frae. Thank you.
thee well, my own true love. Fare thee well, my dear. The ship is awaiting and the wind blows high. And I am bound away for the sea, Mary Ann. 10,000 miles away from home, 10,000 miles or more. The seas will freeze and the earth will burn if I can never more return to you, Mary Ann. And can't you see that lonesome dove that flies from pine to pine? He's mourning for his own true love, as I do now for you, my dear Mary Ann. And the crow that is so black, my love, will change its color white if ever I prove false to you. The day will turn to night, my dear Mary. And where my breast were made of glass, wherein you might behold the secrets of my own true love, in letters written gold, my dear Mary Ann. There's a lobster boiling in the pot, a bluefish on the hook, and they're suffering long, but it's nothing like the ache I bear for you, my dear Mary Ann. And had I bought a flask of gin and sugar here for two, the great big jar for to mix it in, I'd pour a drink for you, my dear Mary Ann. So fare thee well, my own true love, fare thee well, my dear. The ship is awaiting and the wind blows high, and I am bound away for the sea, Mary Ann.
Still it has sleeped since her's time begun. Like my heart, can you take it and keep it, my bonnie Joanne? shadows gone trailing their stubble and stray. Frae the hedge to the fit o' the paling, the rocks o'er the way. But the sun may gang through wi' his beaming and travel his span. For I by the licht o' my dreaming I see ye, Joanne. A wafray and naebody's braver, mair wise-like and bold. Aside ye a hech and a haver, I'm het and I'm cold. But oh, could I tell without speaking the heart o' a man? Ye might find I'm the lad that you're seeking, my bonnie Joanne. My bonnie Joanne. My bonnie Joanne.
Bonnie Joanne. Jim Reid. And what a singer he was. I just love to hear that voice. I hope you understood some of that, but it's very strongly in the dialect of Angus in the eastern side of Scotland. Strong dialect in Angus and Aberdeenshire. Strangely enough, that is a poem written by an aristocratic young woman by the name of Violet Jacob back in the 1930s. However, she was much more interested in the language and the life of the workers on the estate where she grew up. Violet Jacob, and she wrote some wonderful dialect poetry. And Jim Reid, over the years, particularly in the 1980s, started to put some of them to tunes. That's a lovely, lovely one, Bonnie Joanne. It's a beautiful love song, even if you didn't understand all the words, but it's so nice to see something written in the way that people actually speak in that region. We also heard from a lovely singer from the southwest of Scotland, her version of May Colvin from Emily Smith, and from Archie Fisher, one of the stalwarts of the folk revival in Scotland. I think he's past 80 now and still performing his version of Mary Ann, which he said is a lovely song that has been a bit neglected, so he put it on his most recent CD. You're just joining in here, wondering what's going on here on kdrp.org. This is Across the Pond. My name's Ed Miller, and I'm here every Sunday afternoon from 4 o'clock till 5. Music from Scotland, England, Ireland, and the US of A. Right now we'll go over to Ireland and join a woman who is not only a master of the accordion, but also a wonderful fiddle player, and a piece here called Bonnie Mulligan from Sharon Shannon.
Thank you. Come sit ye down, love, upon my knee. Come tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so by thee. I wish I was far away in England, far across the briny sea, sailing over the stormy ocean, with love nor care never bothering me. I put my head to a cask of brandy, it was my fancy, I do declare. For when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking and wishing that Peggy Gordon was there. Some lonesome valley where no man on earth shall there me find, where the pretty little small birds do range their voices, and every moment blows blusterous wine. Oh, Peggy Gordon, you are sit ye down, love, upon my knee. Come tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so by thee.
Lovely harmonies there, unique harmonies. Two brothers, Robin and Barry Dranseal, two English brothers from Yorkshire in the north of England. They were immensely popular in the folk clubs of Britain, particularly in the 70s and 80s. I'm not sure what happened to them after that, but I love that version of Peggy Gordon. I remember there was a man that bothered me every year on St. Patrick's Day when I was singing. He'd come up and say, "Have you learnt Peggy Gordon yet?" And I never did get around to learning it, but I'll tell you some. One band that does do a lovely version of it is the Austin-based Irish band Ula. And if they're doing their regular gig, then you could hurry over after this show to the Saxon Pub and listen to them from 5:30 till 7. And you could maybe even ask if they'd sing you Peggy Gordon. Right. We also heard from Irish fiddle player and accordionist Sharon Shannon there with an instrumental called Bonnie Mulligan. This is Across the Pond. As always, if you'd like to see the playlist for today and playlists of past shows, then you can go to Facebook, go to Across the Pond with Ed Miller, or you can just go to my website, songsofscotland.com, and look on the Sun Radio page. We'll take a short break here and be back in a moment.